Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements for other healthcare practitioners, use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here. Every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us today. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll be talking to Wendy DeRosa at the bottom of the hour, her book, Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. We're going to talk about empathy and empathism. What it's like to be an empath, what empathy and what being an empath is all about with Wendy DeRosa. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And even better, if you'd like to start a home-based business and sign up as a member of the Bright Side Ben team, call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Wendy DeRosa with us at the bottom of the hour, Becoming an Empowered Empath, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Have you guys been reading about all the stuff with the vaccine passport? Actually, it's a vaccine pass. They call it a passport. That's kind of a misnomer. It's not about getting into other countries. It's about getting into restaurants and going to stores and going to concerts and movie theaters and all the places where people gather. You're going to need a vaccine pass. What do you think about that? I would love to hear your take on the vaccine pass. Now you've got variants everybody's worried about. The latest thing is there's going to be new forms of COVID, and you have to get vaccinated every year, and we want to make sure everybody's vaccinated. I was reading an article on CNN today. Get fully vaccinated before resuming normal activities. Health experts plead with Americans. They're pleading with us. They're begging us to get vaccinated as a form of public safety because they care about us. With fears growing, the U.S. may be facing another surge of COVID-19 cases. Health experts are pleading with Americans to take precautions until they are fully vaccinated. This is from CNN Health. All this garbage, this silliness, this craziness. But you know what? It's easy to blame the bad guys out there, but we have no one to blame but ourselves and our neighbors because we buy into it. Not present company excluded, of course, but as a culture, as a society, most of us are buying into it. Most of us are lining up to get vaccinated. Most of us are participating in this absolute craziness, this absolute silliness that's going on. And we should not be at all surprised that now we are going to be monitored and surveilled to make sure that we are playing ball, that we are participating. And that's what this vaccine pass is all about. Love to hear what you guys think. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk about the good news, which is that the human body can handle almost anything the environment has to dish out. Almost anything that the environment has to dish out can be handled by the human body. That's what the detoxification system is about. That's what our bodies, that's what our liver enzymes are about. That's what our digestive system is all about. The human body is designed to handle most of what the environment can dish out. That's what evolution is all about. Not everything, but much of it, including viruses and bacteria. Much of viruses and bacteria, that's why we have an immune system. Much of it, the body's detoxification machinery runs on enzymes. And it's the enzymes that do the detoxifying work. Enzymes are leveraged by drug companies. By suppressing enzymes, we can modify chemistry. The logic of the pharmacomedical model is by suppressing enzymes, we can somehow get healthier. That's not true. That doesn't even make any sense. What we want to do is we want to be supporting enzymes. And this is one of the reasons why nutrition is so important. Nutrients, many of the nutrients that we take, the minerals that we take, certainly the essential fatty acids and the essential amino acids and the vitamins, much of their activity is based on the fact that they support the activity of enzymes. Enzymes are very unstable. They're very fragile. Yesterday we talked about heat and how heat destroys enzymes. pH is also very important when it comes to enzyme activity. Enzymes work within a narrow pH. You probably heard that the pH of the blood has to be held tightly, has to be regulated tightly. It's regulated at 7.38. And the reason is because enzymes don't work as effectively as the pH changes from 7.38. Even if it goes to 7.28, enzyme activity will start to suffer. When we're sick, one of the markers of our disease is acidity in the blood. Acidity in the blood is the end result of dead cells, and it's the end result of lack of oxygen. Oxygen has an alkalinizing effect. This is how we're supposed to alkalinize, is by respiration. When you breathe in oxygen, oxygen has an alkalinizing effect. It's not the foods. You hear a lot about foods. Dr. Young wrote several books about the importance of foods and pH. It's not foods that control pH. Maybe a little bit because of some of the minerals or some of the electrolytes that are in foods. They may have a pH modifying effect. But for the most part, our pH changes based on our oxygenation. Oxygen has an alkalinizing effect. Carbon dioxide has an acidifying effect. When you breathe in oxygen, you breathe in alkaline, and you breathe out acid and carbon dioxide. Respiration is the key to oxygenation. Respiration is the key to alkalinization. The most important aspect of a low pH, or at least one of the most important aspects, is hypoxia. This is why hypoxia is one of the three major causes of cell death. Hypoxia creates stress on cells. Ultimately, that cellular stress shows up as cell death, and cell death leads to acidity. There's only three things a cell needs. Remember, food, and that's nutrition, essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, some sugar, glucose, and then it needs a clean environment, and then it needs oxygen. Hypoxia, low blood oxygen, and then low cell oxygen is the, or at least a, major cause of disease. Oxygen prevents cancer. Oxygen prevents infections. And, of course, oxygen is the driving force behind cellular energy. These days, deficiencies in cellular energy are known to be associated with all disease. We had Dr. Stephen Sinatra. I'll have him on again. But Dr. Stephen Sinatra was on a couple months ago, and he talked about the idea of cellular energy and mitochondrial deficiencies or mitochondrial defects as a cause of disease. You keep hearing about mitochondria. Hear about them all the time. Nobody could even pronounce the word a few years ago. Now you hear about it a lot because it's recognized that when the mitochondria break down, our ability to process oxygen and turn it into energy breaks down, and that's where disease begins. This was the point that's still not recognized, by the way, by modern mainstream medicine. This is the point that Dr. Otto Warburg talked about when he talked about cancer. Dr. Otto Warburg was a Nobel Prize-winning biochemist, actually one of the greatest biochemists who ever lived. And he was firm in his belief that cancer is about oxygen. Well, it's not just cancer that's about oxygen. It's all disease is about oxygen via this idea of the mitochondria turning oxygen into energy. And by the way, it all happens with enzymes. And it's kind of a vicious spiral. As hypoxia accrues, the enzymes start to work less efficiently, and you get more hypoxia, and the enzymes work less efficiently, and more hypoxia, and you get this vicious downward spiral. And it's all because of pH enzymes and respiration / oxygenation. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be talking to Wendy DeRosa at the bottom of the hour. Becoming an Empowered Empath is the title of her book, and we'll get your calls to this segment, 844-236-6010. We'll continue talking about enzymes and pH and alkalinization and the importance of oxygenation and respiration on our coming Brightside episodes. We'll talk about Otto Warburg's work as well. Otto Warburg was a Nobel Prize winning biochemist, and he was very clear that that cells turn cancerous when they're deprived of oxygen. For some reason, this has not caught on to mainstream practitioners of the mainstream medical model. But most biochemists understand that under conditions of hypoxia, we're more prone towards cellular destabilization and ultimately towards cancer. I personally believe that a cancer cell is a cell that has learned to deal with its low oxygen state by reverting back to its biochemical reverting back in time to its biochemical past when it was a prokaryote. Prokaryotes are bacterial cells, and they can produce energy without oxygen. That's what makes a prokaryote a prokaryote. That's what makes a bacterial cell a bacterial cell, and that's why bacterial cells are so primitive. Bacterial cells don't really have the same kind of complicated machinery that eukaryotes. Eukaryotes are advanced cells. Those are two basic cells that we have, is prokaryotes and eukaryotes. Prokaryotes are primitive cells, pro meaning primitive or original, and eukaryotes, eu meaning good or positive, are the advanced cells. Eukaryotes and prokaryotes are the two cell types. Eukaryotes revert back in time to their prokaryote past under conditions of hypoxia, and this prokaryote past is manifested by what we call cancer. A cancer cell is a cell that is more like a bacterial cell than it is like an advanced cell, and this time traveling that it does is a function of the fact that it's under duress. Under duress because it doesn't have oxygen, so it goes back in time to a time when it didn't need oxygen. The advent of the eukaryote is really kind of interesting, how these prokaryotes turned into eukaryotes. Today we know that this advance occurred maybe about 3.5 billion years ago or so, and this advance was due to the integration of something called mitochondria into the prokaryote, and that's what makes a good cell or an advanced cell or a eukaryote, not a primitive cell, is the fact that it contains mitochondria. Somehow or another, these mitochondria integrated themselves with bacterial cells and turned those bacterial cells into oxygen users. Eukaryote is an oxygen user. That's the distinction. That's the primary distinction, is that good cells, advanced cells, eukaryote cells, human and plant cells, and fungal cells are eukaryotes because they can utilize oxygen and turn that oxygen into energy. And that was a great advance in cellular history. When we have cancer, we go back in time from that cellular advance. Our cells go back in time from that cellular advance and become primitive cells. And that's what makes a cancer cell a cancer cell. It's a primitive cell. That's why oxygen is so important. If you're dealing with cancer, you want to protect yourself from cancer. Make sure you're oxygenating. Make sure you're respirating. And hyperbaric oxygen chambers have been used for many years by savvy folks who know that oxygenation can be helpful. Hospitals have hyperbaric oxygen chambers. And just recently, I think probably in February or January of this year, a study came out, maybe late last year, a study came out where they found that you could actually extend life with hyperbaric oxygen, largely because of this idea of alkalinization, the relationship between alkalinization and oxygenation. Oxygen is alkaline. We'll have more to say about that on coming Brightside episodes. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010. Let's go to Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm almost tempted to get this vaccine. Did you hear about Krispy Kreme?
Oh, you're going to get a donut.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a free donut if you get vaccinated. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
you're going to go, because you want that donut, don't you?
Well, you know, and then it's like, they're like, well, we don't want to single people out. So if you choose not to get the vaccine, you can get a free donut on Monday. I think we get the leftovers.
Did they really change that? Are you kidding? Said that?
No.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. What do you think of this vaccine passport thing?
They're going to start calling it a vaxport, and they're going to start demonizing people like you and me, because now we're going to become the spreaders because we're choosing
the spreaders. You're a spreader.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, that's a good. I hadn't thought of that, but we're going to be the bad guys. We're going to be ostracized.
Yeah.
You're a spreader.
I won't.
Not to mention you're not going to be able to shop. You know, because of course you can't go to a store without a vaccine.
Yeah, and I have I have lupus. I got a flu in 2010 and had a massive lupus flare 10 days after that. No way am I doing that. This is insane.
Hey, I want to go. Yeah, what's going on? How can I help you?
Real quick, I have a patient. I'm going to need to get hardware taken out of her arm. Her broke her humerus real bad. That's a whole nother long COVID story. I don't want to go into that. But she is doing well with PT, but this hardware is, she can't make any more progress, so it's got to come out. She wants to do a liver cleanse before surgery. And
Let me tell you, the best liver cleanse there is fasting. And I'll talk about that. I'll probably talk about that here in a couple of days. There's something that occurs when we fast called autophagy. Have you heard of this? Autophagy?
Yeah.
Autophagy
is
the body's self-cleaning mechanism. It cleans itself. The body cleans itself when there's no input. And input meaning food. When we stop eating, the body starts to clean itself. If we eat all the time, which we do, and some knucklehead nutritionists tell you to eat all the time, every 2 hours or every 3 hours you're supposed to eat, you deprive your body of this autophagy process, this cleansing process. The best liver cleanse is a fast. Now, you can also use supplements that help strengthen the liver, particularly the enzyme systems, and these are chelating substances like sulfur, and acetylcysteine. There's also antioxidants that are important for the liver. Vitamin E stands out. I'm going to talk about something called superoxide dismutase, SOD, here in a couple of days. But most importantly, it is to fast. That's the easiest thing you can do. It's the simplest thing you can do, and the most inexpensive thing you can do, and the most effective thing you can do to cleanse your liver. Hey, I got my buddy Kevin on from Moscow. I want to get him real quick.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Take care. Hey, Kevin, we're running out of time here, buddy, but I wanted to get you on here. Kevin from Moscow. What's going on, Kevin?
I agree with your last caller and you that if vaccines work so well, how are we going to spread it to them? Aren't they safe?
You would think, right? There seems to be a flaw in the logic there somehow. I'm not sure how they can do that. But make sure you get vaccinated. What's the situation in Russia over there with the vaccine?
Well, unfortunately, my wife got COVID, but it was a blessing. You know, she's a healthy woman, but she felt really bad for 4 days. We called the doctor, and they gave her a test. And what caused her to get it is she was very low on iron. She was in
there. Okay.
So we got some iron supplements, and she bounced right back with the BTT and, you know, the pollen burst. You know, she came back in on the third day. She was closer to normal. She's pretty much normal now.
Are they talking about passports, vaccine passes?
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm losing you, and we're out of time anyway. Kevin, I don't know what's wrong with your phone, my friend. Got to move on, Kevin. I can't really hear you, and we got to take a break anyway. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Wendy DeRosa, Becoming an Empowered Empath, will be with us right after this. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment is down to 6% in the United States as vaccine eligibility is expanding and COVID-19 restrictions are loosening in many places. March also saw 916 new jobs added. Texas is making progress to secure the border amid a surge of illegal immigration. Nearly 600 arrests have been made in the last 30 days. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott touting his plan to secure the border.
Operation Lone Star was launched for the purpose of filling the gaps that are left open as Border Patrol officers are busy, occupied with detaining the large number of people who are coming across the border. And when Border Patrol officers are occupied with those detentions, it leaves wide swaths of sectors open.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Witness testimony continuing Friday in the case against Derek Chauvin. Thursday was an emotional day of testimony.
Once again, there was emotional testimony at the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who's charged in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Floyd's former girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand. She became emotional when she recalled how she met him in 2017. She said she was going through a very hard time when Floyd came up to her.
We've been through so much, my sons and I. This kind person just to come up to me and say, "Can I pray with you?"
She spoke about his character during their relationship and about his drug addiction.
Floyd and I both suffered with an opioid addiction.
She told the court that Floyd had been hospitalized for 5 days in March of 2020 due to an overdose of opioids. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Today is Good Friday, which commemorates the execution of Jesus by crucifixion. The death and later resurrection of Jesus Christ are the most important events in Christianity. Today is a day of mourning in the church, and special Good Friday services focus on Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. In the United States, stock markets are closed today, but postal service and most retail stores and restaurants remain open. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page. Pages at BenFuchsArchives.com, although that's no longer being updated. Peter is taking a little break. Thanks, Peter, for all your hard work. Appreciate it very much. And also thank you, Kevin, for doing our YouTube videos. I meant to tell you. I'm not sure what's wrong with your phone, Kevin. But thank you for doing the YouTube videos. We got all our Brightside episodes up on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel, the Brightside YouTube channel. And then if you go to our Facebook page, I haven't really talked about our Facebook page very much. But we have a Facebook page. Thank you, Nasima, for setting that one up. I've got all these people setting up stuff for the Brightside. Nasima also does my longevity stuff. Thanks, Nasima. And you can go to our Facebook page at Brightside, Brightside Ben. I think it's called Pharmacist Ben and the Bright Side, or the Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. You can like it, and you'll get notified when we post videos up And we do YouTube videos every day on our Facebook page. You can check that out. You can also check out our archive page at brightsideben.com. And that one is maintained by GCN. And there's lots of good health information there, as well as the longevity products at brightsideben.com. You can also get longevity products at criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, videos, interviews. I've got a new interview up with my buddy Jonty, which I do every week or two or three, on various subjects at criticalhealthnews.com, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. All Truth Skin Health products were formulated originally in my compounding pharmacy, designed for healing wounds and burns and cuts and helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. And as folks would come back to the pharmacy for their refills, I noticed that their skin was more beautiful, and eventually people would come back for their refills without even having a skin problem because they found that their skin was just looking good when they used our prescription products. And I repurposed the prescription products as over-the-counter products, and that's what Truth Treatments is. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients in all our Truth Skin Health products. That's why we have 1,700 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com for Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com. Well, I wanted to speak to Wendy DeRosa, and she said she was going to be on, but she's not going to be on. I don't know what happened to Wendy DeRosa. Her book, Becoming an Empowered Empath, is really interesting, and I was hoping to get to talk to her. Empathy, empathism and empathy are probably a little bit different. Being an empath is about feeling other people's energy in general. Empathy is when you feel somebody else's, one other person's feelings. There's a difference between empathy and sympathy. Sym, S-Y-M, means with. Sympathy is when you feel sorry with somebody. Empathy is when you feel sorry. That's all. You don't feel with them. You just feel their energy. Unfortunately, if you're an empath, that sometimes is not a great thing, especially if you're feeling other people's negative energy. And that's what this book was about, and that's what I was hoping to talk to Wendy about, but that's not going to happen. So if you do have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we'll take your calls for the next couple of segments, 844-236-1610. And I especially am interested in hearing what you guys think about the vaccine passport. Did you see it coming? Did you know that there was going to be something like this? And think about this, and we'll call it a pass. We'll call it the vaccine pass. I don't even know why we're calling it a vaccine, because it's not really a vaccine. A vaccine is supposed to immunize you. This doesn't immunize you. It just mitigates symptomology, mitigates symptoms, although they're saying now that you are going to be protected for a certain amount of time. Not forever, though, because you'll have to get vaccinated every year. That's going to be the thing. And while some of you guys listening to this, this radio show are probably going to avoid or try to avoid, most of you anyway, will try to avoid getting jabbed, as they say. Generations move fast. And in 10, 15, 20 years, people who are born today are going to be 20 and 30 and in the coming decades. They're going to think you just always get vaccinated. They're not going to know that there was a time. They're not going to know that there was a time when there wasn't a vaccine passport. They're not going to know that there wasn't a time when you didn't line up to get jabbed for viruses. They're not going to know that there was a time when people were skeptical about changing their very genetics by being injected with things. It's just going to be routine, and that's kind of how things happen. Everything moves along, and while there's a little bit of resistance at first, eventually the old generations die off, and the new generations that didn't know any better, they just persist. And pretty soon, that's just how it is. That's what everybody does. We all get vaccinated, and we all have vaccine passports, and we all get social credit, and all our money is digital, and it's all tied into one pass or one smart device. And, you know, think about iPhones. Kids who were born in the last 5 or 10 or 15 or 15 years or so, who were born in recently, 2008 when the iPhone came out, so who were born in the last 12 or 13 years, they probably thought there was always smart devices that you carried around in your pocket that had all your information in it and that you used as currency and contained the world at their fingertips. They thought you always had iPhones, and that's just how the world moves. All right. Looks like we have Wendy DeRosa, which I'm looking forward to speaking to, although our time is very short. Her book is Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. Let's say good morning to Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Good morning.
Better late than never. We're not going to get a lot of time here, but I do find your book very interesting, and I want to dive in real quickly to it. What the heck is an empath?
An empath is someone who feels the energy in their environment, and typically it's from other people, it's emotional energy, or it's the energy in the collective or in space.
You know, it's interesting how you said that, because as you said that, I was thinking, can you be self-empathic? Like, isn't being sensitive to your own energy a skill set?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can, yes. I mean, empaths tend to have an emotional intelligence and be tuned into emotions in general.
Is empathy part of an emotional intelligence?
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to feel and have empathy for other people, where it crosses for empaths is that they end up taking the energy, the other's energies into their system, and then we're talking about overly empathic, not so just empathy.
So when you say intelligence, I think of developmental, like you develop intelligence, like you get more intelligent over time as you work on things. Is it possible that we're dealing with a world where some people are empathic and other people aren't, or the mass of people, the largest amount of people are not empathic and then some are, and there's this kind of conflict or tension between those two types of people?
Well, you know what's really interesting right now is that there's so much trauma in the field that people who wouldn't normally identify as empathic are having empathic experiences. They are feeling everything, and people who are, you know, when we're exposed to so much intense energy, over time we end up resorting to our coping mechanisms and either shutting down our emotions or our empathy, and sometimes that's in our family structure. That's just in what we were taught in society to do. So I believe that more and more people are getting in touch with their empathic nature who wouldn't normally call themselves empaths, and some people are getting overwhelmed and shutting down.
Do you think, I want to talk about if this is pro-evolutionary, this idea that we're becoming more empathic. Is it going to make us a better species? Is it going to make society better? We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We're with Wendy DeRosa, author of Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. More with Wendy DeRosa on The Bright Side right after this break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. We're talking to Wendy DeRosa. Her book is Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. Wendy, do you think that we're heading in a positive direction as people become more empathic? This is a pro-evolutionary phenomena?
Yeah, I do. I feel that empaths are leading the way in terms of shifting our collective consciousness. I mean, it used to be that aspects of being an empath means that we're feeling energy, we're utilizing more of our vulnerability and our empathy and our being real with how we feel and, you know, being sensitive and having heart and using our intuition and, you know, forever those aspects were squashed and not seen as valid. And as a result, we've been managing an immense amount of suppression and oppression in our collective consciousness and on a society level and on a structural level in many societies. And so we're starting to see that dismantle. And as a result, empaths are rising. You know, our intuition is becoming more clear. We're starting to lead more from that connected place within us. And then also that desire for interconnection and leadership happening with more empathy and connection.
Do you think that there is, I love what you're saying about this idea that we're kind of pushing forward into, and the empaths are sort of leading the way, but do you think there's kind of a resistance to that forward movement by the power structure or the embedded structure, if you will, and that's where fear, that, it seems like there's a lot of fear that's being put out into the world. Do you think that's a sign of that resistance?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's always been there. I mean, that's the patriarchy. That's the quality of the quote-unquote wounded masculine. And we have a wounded feminine, too. That's the victim. But that aspect of the fear, the patriarchy, the control, the structure, that's inherent in our systems. And so what we're watching now is this more sensitive aspect, which is the rise of the feminine that's happening. And it's not gender. It's qualities of energy that exist inside every human being, that those qualities are rising. And as it's happening, we are feeling pushback. There is, you know, there is like a, you know, buckle down and, you know, dig your heels in sort of, you know, come back to the fear control of this rising. But the rising is happening.
So this, it's almost like a redoubling of the fear. Like, you literally, they're not even hiding it. Like, I hear people on TV, doctors on TV, try to avoid watching the news, but I do watch it sometimes. I hear them saying things like, literally, be afraid, or I'm very afraid.
Yeah.
They literally, they say be afraid, those words. They actually say those words. Mm-hmm. Be afraid, variants. There's new variants coming out, and everybody's dropping dead of COVID, and this is a terrible, terrible thing. So it seems like it's a redoubling, and do you see this forward movement that you're talking about, which I find very inspiring, by the way, do you see that as inevitable, or can it be squashed back?
I think, you know, we're on a long trajectory. They say we're in, you know, the age of Aquarius, and we're in the dawning of it, which could be 100 years. It could be a long time. And this time period, I do think that it will continue to rise, but I think it's a fight. You know, I think we're going to be sort of battling the way a little bit, or at least pushing back, or, you know, it's everything between human rights issues and justice and climate change, and everything that is up right now is aspects of the feminine rising and the empathic nature rising, pushing back against old, outdated structures that have been there to sort of control the population.
Is battling the right word? Do you really want to use do you really want
that
word?
I know, it's a strong word.
Yeah. Yeah, and it seems to me like it's more of the same. It creates more of the same. Like, what you resist persists.
Yeah.
You know, so
right,
how do you...
but I guess, yeah. It depends.
How do you deal with
on
that?
Culture. Yeah. Well, it depends on race. Honestly, I think certain races will say if they have to fight for their rights. You know, and so I think there is, when we're talking about the rise of consciousness, I mean, really, it is our inner work as empaths that we continue to do the inner work and we continue to align to what's true. And some people will need advocacy. They will need to advocate for change and for shift and for justice and for all of these things to help the structures also change.
Do you think that as the individual changes, that the structure will change along with it? In other words, in a mirror-like way, like the society or the outside world is a mirror of what's going on with the individual or the inside world?
I believe so, yes. I believe our inner work, we're like a drop in the bucket, and as we continue to do our inner work and, you know, speak our truth and have our platforms and connect with others, we're inspiring more change, we're coming together, you know, we're mobilizing, we're connecting, and that, I do believe, our inner work ripples up.
Like, be the change, kind of like be the change, instead of making a change, be the change, like be the change that you want to see in the world. Where does meditation and spirituality fit into all of this?
Yeah, it is, well, it's the foundation. In many cases, and we think about spirituality, we're also thinking about the spirit living in the human experience and the body and the human experience and connected to, you know, whatever your word is, God, grace, oneness, love, universe. You know, and that we are living in that union inside our body through our central channel, and it's the practice of meditation that helps us come back to that center and to that deeper awareness or remembrance inside ourselves. And that's our source. That's our fuel. That's what helps us, again, go out there into the world and be, you know, be our true self or be inspired in the world.
Is there a relationship between that source and empathy?
Between the divine source and empathy?
Yeah. Or that source you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think of empathy as the ability to be able to feel where someone else is inside themselves. And the part that I always teach people is that in order to have empathy for ourselves, in order to be able to connect to empathy and feel safe in it, we have to have a divine connection. We have to be able to lean back into our pillar of grace, because we're such a forward-facing humanity, you know, human being and society, engage in our front body all the time. But leaning back into our source and our divine connection allows us to be filled up and have empathy for ourselves so that we can hold our center and have empathy for other people.
You know, when you say lean, I think sink. It's like you kind of like go and just drop into it in a way. Does that sound right? Yeah, does that sound like fall back and just kind of let that, the force, that gravitational force just pull you back into it, the gravitational force of spirit pull you into it. So listen, we're out of time. We only have about a minute. What do you want people to know? People are freaking out now, understandably freaking out now. What do you want people to know about how they can use some of your wisdom?
So you can certainly, my book, Becoming an Empowered Empath, it has meditations in it that support every piece of teaching that comes in most of the chapters. Almost all of them have guided meditations. And my website, you can certainly go to my website, wendyderosa.com. I also am the founder of the School of Intuitive Studies.
Is that in Longmont, by the way?
Intuitivestudies.com.
Is that school in Longmont?
It's virtual.
Oh, it's virtual. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm based in Longmont, but I'm international. Yeah.
Okay, got you. So people can just get on the website. You cut out when you said the website. Will you say it one more time?
WendyDeRosa.com or SchoolOfIntuitiveStudies.com.
SchoolOfIntuitiveStudies.com and WendyDeRosa.com. The book is Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. Available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, all those places, I imagine.
Yes.
And also on your website, WendyDeRosa.com. Wendy DeRosa. That's D-E-R-O-S-A. Wendy, WendyDeRosa. Hey, Wendy, thank you so much for being on the bright side. Appreciate it, and best of luck with all your work. And thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Take care. That was Wendy DeRosa, her book, Becoming an Empowered Empath, How to Clear Energy, Set Boundaries, and Embody Your Intuition. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Don't forget to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.